This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. As former President Donald Trump made history in New York, becoming the first former U.S. leader to be arraigned on criminal charges, President Joe Biden and the White House went about their business as usual. VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington has details.
As his predecessor was entering not guilty pleas to felonies in a courtroom, President Joe Biden met with his science and technology advisors and made comments about the potential risks and benefits of artificial intelligence. He ignored reporters' questions about Donald Trump's arraignment. The president on Tuesday was not paying attention to the activities in New York, according to White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
It's an ongoing case, so we're just not going to comment on the case specifically itself. Look, the president's going to focus on the American people like he does every day.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer issued a statement saying he believes Trump will get a fair trial on the 34 felony charges of falsifying business records in connection with hush money payments. Numerous Republican lawmakers see it differently. They are terming the case against the former president a politically motivated prosecution. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. aid helped Ukraine clear and destroy more than 530 explosive remnants from its land last year, but Ukraine still has massive swaths of territory contaminated with landmines, unexploded ordnance, and improvised explosive devices as a result of Russia's invasion of the country. This, according to a U.S. State Department report released on Tuesday. The State Department documented its efforts to help more than 60 countries destroy explosive hazards and other conventional weapons, with Ukraine receiving the most assistance in fiscal year 2022, more than $91 million. More on this at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. In the upper Midwestern U.S. state of Wisconsin, where state Supreme Court justices are elected, not appointed, voters on Tuesday have gone to the polls to decide the most expensive judicial race in U.S. history. It's a heated contest that will likely determine the state's and perhaps the nation's political landscape for years to come. VOA's Jeff Custer.
The state Supreme Court race pits Milwaukee County Judge and Democratic-backed candidate Jana Protasevich against Republican-backed candidate Dan Kelly. The state's high court has been under Republican control for 15 years. University of Wisconsin political science and law professor Howard Schweber told the Associated Press the race will determine the future of the court's conservative rulings on abortion, Republican-drawn legislative districts, and voting rights, among other issues.
Right now, the Wisconsin Supreme Court has a 4-3 conservative majority, and the ideological differences between the majority and the minority are very stark. If Janet Protasevich wins in this election, that balance will shift to a 4-3 liberal majority. And so the new majority will take the court in a dramatically different direction from the one it's been going now.
Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
An Alaska oil project can move forward as lawsuits play out. AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
Construction can proceed at a major oil project on Alaska's petroleum-rich North Slope. A federal judge has rejected requests to halt work until challenges to the Biden administration's recent approval are resolved. The decision means ConocoPhillips, Alaska, can forge ahead with cold weather construction work, including mining gravel and using it to extend a road towards the Willow Project. The U.S. District Court refused requests by environmental groups and Alaska Native organizations to delay construction related to Willow. In separate lawsuits, the groups ultimately want the judge to overturn the project's approval. The judge said support for the project by Alaska political leaders, including state lawmakers and Alaska's bipartisan congressional delegation, was a key factor in the decision. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Images captured by a robotic probe inside one of the three melted reactors at the tsunami-wrecked Fukushima nuclear power plant in Japan have shown exposed steel bars in the main supporting structure and parts of its thick external concrete wall missing. The findings triggered concerns about the reactor's earthquake resistance in the case of another major disaster 12 years after an earthquake and tsunami crippled the plant. A spokesman for the plant's operator, Tokyo Electric Power Company Holdings, said the steel reinforcement is seen as largely intact, but the company plans to further analyze the data and images to see if and how it can improve the reactor's earthquake resistance. More on this story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.